Introduction. The journey of self-discovery continues, with new lessons, insights, and guides to help us remember our gifts and illuminate the path before us, despite our doubts, circumstances, or even insecurities. This book is not about becoming someone new. It's about remembering who you already are, embracing the journey of illumination already unfolding within you. As you read, journal, pause, or listen within, the words and stories on these pages are designed to spark recognition, reminding you of who you already are and the gifts you carry. I was not expecting to meet you here again so soon, but I've continued to walk my own winding path of self-discovery, letting go and cultivating a higher frequency after releasing my book Seeking. Little did I know I was deep into the phases of my spiritual awakening. Along the way, I've spoken with hundreds of beautiful souls in my community, on the road, at events, and through the Together We Seek podcast, who, like me, found themselves at a crossroads, unsettled, and creating opportunities to get curious and seek. Some emerged, and many highlighted in the pages ahead, now use their journeys to inspire and empower others. Each journey in its own unique way inspired me, encouraged me to reflect, ask more questions, or even trust my next step. These conversations often reflected the very phases I'll share with you in the pages ahead. Many beautiful souls found ways to illuminate the light they already carried, often discovering their gifts through the very circumstances life placed before them. Gifts that were spiritually handpicked for them and their specific life situations became opportunities to uncover what had always been within. Inspired by their journeys, I too was surprised to learn that many courageously illuminated their gifts in response to what life threw at them. Many found themselves emotional, desperate, unsettled, overcommitted, lost, or sick. Quietly or not so quietly, seeking answers, connections, or even new paths. I have seen time and time again that for many, our experiences are the blueprint for the special work we are here to do. The examples woven throughout this book highlight how we have maneuvered our way through uncertainty, challenges, and even disappointment. From numerology to ancestral healing, from energy work to subconscious rewiring, the Together We Seek guests have revealed countless ways to raise our frequency and remember our spiritual gifts that illuminate our path and even the path for others. As Veronica Drake revealed in episode 102, your messes become your message. You'll meet several of them in the chapters ahead as living examples of each phase. Why phases and not steps or stages? As I hit record for Together We Seek week after week, my dyslexic mind started to see a pattern emerging from others' journeys, which I also noticed happening in my own life. I now categorize these experiences and situations as phases. The reason I use the word phases instead of stages or steps is that stages and steps seem to have a definitive ending, while phases naturally lead one into the next. You may even step back to step forward. Phases feel more like an evolution of consciousness, a realization, or a shift in frequency, not something so fixed or final. For me, phases are the best way to describe the experiences many of us travel through as we awaken and remember our spiritual gifts. As I mentioned earlier, these phases also align with the cycles of the moon. At different times in life, you may find yourself moving through the phases again and again as new levels of awareness emerge. Each new fraction of light offers its own lesson, rhythm, and opportunity to brighten your light and uncover new gifts. I realize now that these phases were not random. Each one was part of a greater pathway of remembering who we are and the gifts we brought with us to share. When things aren't going well, this is the most essential time to explore new ideas, experiences, and insights. Through this seeking, we may discover more than expected within ourselves and shift both on the inside and outside. I am excited to share these phases with you so you can recognize your current phase, explore where to dig deeper, and align with more meaningful experiences to illuminate your path forward. These phases became a guide not only for my own unfolding, but also for the seekers I've met along the way. Together, they form the map for many of us. The six phases of spiritual awakening, remembering your spiritual gifts. The phases are guideposts to help you recognize where you are right now and what is calling you forward. Remember, your experiences are perfectly designed for you. Some may feel dense, difficult, messy, or even unmanageable, yet each one has been curated to help you uncover the light within and guide you towards your next expression of self. Spiritual awakening is less about controlling life and more about softening into its rhythm. Once you see the phases, you cannot unsee them. You begin to sense that your higher self is asking you to pay attention, to notice what is showing up for you, and to choose which doors you want to open next. Like the cycles of the moon, our remembering and illumination unfold in phases. There are moments of darkness, of subtle shifts and gradual illumination, and of full radiance. Just as the moon does not rush its return to fullness, neither do our lessons, as each phase carries purpose, power, and guidance, even when it feels shadowed or uncertain. Phase 1, New Moon, Unsettled. Your crossroads create opportunities to explore. Phase 2, Waxing Crescent, Curiosity. Your interests spark new energy. Phase 3, First Quarter, Seeking. You explore and experiment, trusting what resonates. Phase 4, Waxing Gibbous, Shifting. You release and align with your desired frequency. Phase 5, Full Moon Emerging. You express your gifts as your clarity comes into view. Phase 6, Guiding Star, Illuminating. Your radiance and gifts become the light that inspires and guides others. Although these six phases mirror the moon's journey toward fullness, the cycle does not end there. After the full illumination, the moon continues through its waning phases, waning gibbous, third quarter, and waning crescent. Each represents reflection, release, and renewal. These quieter stages remind us that every gift and lesson eventually softens, integrates, and prepares us for a new beginning. Our evolution, like the moon, is cyclical, constant, and sacred. It's important to remember that your life continues to unfold as you move through these phases. There will still be days that don't go as planned, relationships that surprise or stretch you, and situations that arise without warning. You chose to have a human experience, which means you'll keep living, feeling, and learning even as your inner light expands. This journey of illumination isn't separate from life. It's woven through every part of it. Are you already preparing? You may find yourself in one of these waning phases right now, reflecting on all that has unfolded, sensing what is ready to be released, or simply resting in preparation for what wants to emerge next. Before a new moon can rise, there is always a sacred period of letting go, reflection, and renewal. This too is part of awakening, and it is just as important as the moments of illumination. Just as the moon continues her endless cycle, the invitation is to honor whatever phase you are in right now, trusting that each moment, whether bright or dim, is preparing you to shine again in a new way. Each time a gift integrates into our full expression of self, it is not lost. It has simply integrated, creating space for the next light to emerge. The rhythm of nature. I have always been called to the moon. I am mesmerized by each phase as it shifts every few days, expanding and retracting, illuminating more in some phases and less in others. Regardless of the light in any one phase, the moon has always been a grounding point for me, especially on nights when I needed even the slightest glimpse of connection. I would go outside and look up. Even if I could not see it, I knew it was there behind the clouds, still beaming its light on me. As I think about the sky and our planet, I also think about the four seasons. Nature reminds me that we too need to create space to release, rest, seed, and bloom, just as the seasons do so beautifully. I wish we were taught early in life to see our experiences as part of a larger rhythm, like the moon or the seasons. I would have loved to celebrate endings, changes, pauses, releases, and restarts more often, rather than viewing many of these life moments as failures or reasons for shame. I name this book Illuminate Your Path, How Life's Crossroads Awaken the Gifts You Already Carry, because the light you carry, the essence of who you are, has always been within you. Illuminate means to bringing awareness to what has been there all along, seeing with clarity what was once hidden. Keep in mind, your crossroads are not obstacles, they are doorways, guiding you toward the fullest expression of your gifts. As you embrace your spiritual gifts, you may notice your awareness deepening and your light expanding. Some gifts will carry you into phase 6 and beyond, where you naturally become a lighthouse, helping others illuminate their own path. The evolution of your gifts. Not all gifts or phases will reach phase 6. Some are meant to be stepping stones along the way. Some are here for a short time, and others for many iterations of these phases. There is no right path or wrong decision, only experiences that offer insight, growth, and awareness. Every action and reaction carries messages and lessons. Each phase holds its own power and purpose, and wherever you are is part of your path, not a detour from it. Here is the interesting thing. You may move through some of these phases several times in your lifetime. This is not a one-and-done experience, and not all lessons, gifts, and insights may progress to the last phase. That may very well be the intention, as sometimes the purpose is simply the experience itself. Different roles in life bring different levels of experience, connection, or lessons, just like each trip you take or relationship you begin and end. Each choice offers new opportunities. You get to decide how far to go, when to switch lanes, or even when to change your mind. Your journey of illumination. The purpose of sharing these phases is to help you remember why you came here and to reconnect with the light you brought, the gifts designed to empower, support, and inspire others along their journey. In the chapters that follow, you will hear stories of breakdowns and breakthroughs, of experiments with new tools, of releasing long-held patterns, and of stepping courageously into spiritual gifts. You may also benefit from revisiting stories from my earlier books, The Working Woman's GPS, Accelerate Your Impact, and Seeking. In the pages ahead, you may recognize steps you have already taken or experiences that have shaped the path that brought you here. During this time, you may also want to connect with others on their own journey of illumination. I welcome you to join my community of lightworkers, healers, and seekers at www.togetherweseek.online. Remember, this book is designed as a guide. Each phase includes stories, chapters, and podcast episodes to help you reflect, consider, plan, and act on practical next steps. You may choose to read from beginning to end or start with the phase that most resonates with you today. There is no wrong place to begin. Wherever you are, I invite you to place your feet on the ground and visualize Mother Nature herself is sending warm, loving energy in and around your feet, holding you steady, like the roots of deep trees anchoring you in place. Feel the quiet strength of the trees, plants, and animals all around, supporting you and reminding you that you are not alone. You have chosen to be here now, and finding this book is no accident. Take a moment to close your eyes, feel your feet connect to the earth, and then lift your head slightly to feel sunlight on your face, allowing yourself to lean into the idea that you are right on time. My intention is for you to brighten your light from within, reconnect with the wisdom you brought to earth, and trust the rhythm of your own becoming. Let's illuminate your path and the gifts you brought with you. Think of this book as both a map and a mirror, a map to help you see where you are on your path of spiritual awakening and remembering, and a mirror to reflect the truths your soul already knows. You can approach it in two ways. Start with the quiz. If you'd like to know which phase you may be in right now, begin by visiting this page and taking the quiz, quiz.jjdigeronimo.com. This will point you toward the phase that most resonates with your current season, offering a clear starting point for your journey through this book. Simply jump in. If you'd rather trust your intuition, flip to the phase that feels most alive for you or start from the beginning and move through each phase in order. There's no wrong way to use this book. Each chapter includes stories from podcast guests who have walked these phases and illuminated their own gifts, reflection prompts to help you notice, listen, and plan from within, checklists, podcasts, and chapters that share related examples, tools, and next steps. Some readers will highlight and scribble notes in the margins. Others will keep this book by their bedside and read a few pages at a time. However you choose to use it, my hope is that this book feels like a trusted companion, reassuring you that you are not lost, only evolving and offering insights to guide your next steps in illuminating your path. You may also find that moving through these phases with others amplifies your growth. Reading alongside a friend, colleague, or small group can open space for deeper reflection, shared insights, and collective encouragement as you each progress through the phases together. Comparing notes, exploring the prompts, and discussing your experiences can help illuminate perspectives you might not have seen on your own. If you'd like to explore this journey in community, visit my website to learn about Illumination Circles, guided energetic circles I host where we gather to discuss the phases, share what's shifting, and support one another as we illuminate our gifts and path. These meetups are a beautiful way to move from reading to experiencing your illumination. Let's connect. I'd love to connect and continue the conversation online and in person. Together we seek community. www.togetherweseek.online. Instagram.com/JJDigeronimo. LinkedIn.com/IN/JJDigeronimo. YouTube.com/@TogetherWeSeek. Retreats.jjdigeronimo.com/TogetherWeSeekRetreats. Your words share this vibration. The greatest gift you can give any author are your words that inspire others to discover the light within the pages of their book. As an energetic exchange, we would love to read a review on the platform where you purchased or downloaded this book and/or on Goodreads. The stirring within is not failure, but an invitation